Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
It is week 14, perfect parlay picks segment. The leaderboard, it looks a lot different post the Turkey Day teaser. BT hit another perfect parlay. Hoff is in the pole position, 215 points. BT right behind him, 210 points. Woo-hoo-hoo. I am 100 points in the rear at 110 on the year in third place. And just in case you forgot or you don't know, each week we pick a parlay. It could be a two-teamer, a three-teamer, or a four-teamer. They're each worth different amount of points. Two is worth 25, three is worth 50. A four-team is worth 100. I'm going to have to take a shot here at a four-teamer when we go. In addition to that, you pick the winner of the Jets and Giants each week, which is worth 5 points just straight up. I should say, while I am 100 points back in third place, I do have the best overall record on the year at 20-18. BT is 18-19. Hoff is 23-27. BT, you're on a heater. Keep it going. Take it away.
I'm going to try, Sally. There's my music. Sounded a lot better last couple of weeks as we have, you're right, Heatville, we have entered. Now, the good part about this, after falling behind by multiple touchdowns here, if you will, you know, had to air it out, had to take a couple of shots downfield. Guess what? We're back to the entire playbook now. I could go four, I could go three, I could go two, and I'm going to go two. I'm going to go a little conservative this week now that I've wiggled my way back into contention. So a two-team parlay as I look to eventually clip Big Hoff, who is a defending champion as well. He's won one of these two, and Sal won the other. Number one. All right. I mean, you want to talk about a dirt game. I don't think I will not watch this game for 1 second. But the over-unders just struck me as irresponsibly low. And, you know, I like these over-unders. Served me well lately. The over-under, Tennessee at the Browns, 34.5. Now, I mean, I know both of these teams stink. I did check the weather. Obviously, the weather is important with this. It looks okay, although that could fluctuate. What I do like about it, first of all, I told you how I do this. I look at a game. My first instinct, if it either, like, I'm like, not, no touch, or, ooh, I like this. And then I'll try to substantiate that with some numbers and some facts or some betting trends. Now, the betting trend I like here is that the over-under opened up at a 33.5. It's been bet up now a full point, which in betting is a lot. So I'm going to take the over. Titans at the Browns, 34.5. And then, I almost feel like I'm tempting fate here because I don't really have a great feel either way, but enough to make it and, you know, throw a 15-yard out route here. Jaguars, home dogs, Sal. That's something that you and I have liked. You know, we like to latch on to that. You get a home dog, and you have a home dog against a team that's going the wrong way. The Colts have lost two straight. You know, not wishing anything ill will on Daniel Jones. I like him. I've got a lot of respect for him. His leg's a little jacked up still. And when he can't run, they're not the same team. Gardner's obviously banged up as well. Give me the Jags, who are playing some crisp football here, putting up points, plus 1.5 as they host, and I think they will straight up beat the Colts. So, really quickly in summation, over 34.5, Titans at the Browns at a dog game, and then an important game, Jags, plus 1.5 to straight up beat, but obviously cover against the Colts.
All right, there you go. Now, Hoff, who was flexing his muscle really all year long after hitting that four-team parlay. Well, it is so, big boy. You got BT breathing down your neck. Pressure back on. What do you have here, Hoffy?
So I was going to go for a four-teamer, but I actually changed my mind.
You're going for a four-teamer?
No, I'm going for a three-teamer.
Really?
Yeah, the Giants aren't
playing. Maybe the first time ever.
Yeah, the Giants aren't playing this week, so I usually add them to the mix, so I'm going to skip it. I'm only going to do three. Obviously, I'm going to take some winners. We're going to Atlanta, Seattle, -7. They're going to smoke Atlanta. It's just this team is just unstoppable. They might be the best team in the NFC. So I'm picking them to win -7 at Atlanta. That's Seattle.
By the way, that was almost my three-teamer. I love that. I actually think you're going to cry. I might even bet that on the side. Like, I really like Seattle.
Why'd you leave it out? Why don't you throw it in?
I don't know. I just last-second removal.
All right.
It smells like a...
Routsky?
No, I was going to use a word
just
that we can't
get
use.
To the pick, please. Well, yeah, jeez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, good God. What's happening?
They don't have to worry about us. They got to worry about him finishing strong.
So I'm going to Tampa Bay. I like this. I know it's -8 for Tampa Bay, but New Orleans sucks. I think Godwin's back again for Tampa Bay, so I feel like they're going to just explode offensively. I'll give the points, Tampa Bay -8 versus New Orleans. So two big spreads, but then I have to go to MetLife with my final pick. And you know what I have to do,
it's BT. Going against the Jets.
You know what I have to do, BT. Yeah. Miami -3 all day.
All right, there you have it. Hoff with his
three. Can I ask
three
a question team? Real quick? Yeah. Why do you always go against me with the Jets? It's like your personal torment.
It's not.
You do it all the time.
You do know, by the way, it's not you. It's that they suck.
I know. Yeah. I just take it personally. I do. I'm wounded. I'm sensitive. I'm broken.
Although I do think Hoff does.
I know.
Yeah, he does a little thing to go at you personally. All right, Rami, hit it for me here. I'm in the rear. I have to go for a 4-team parlay. There's no chance without it. 4-team parlay, 100 points, and I hope to go out a winner here. With four games. You mentioned that we like the road dog, the home dogs. Game number one for me, I'm going against my Broncos.
Ooh, okay.
7.5 points. The Broncos, all they do is play close teams. I know the Raiders stink. I also know that sometimes there's a reason why these lines are what they are. I trust Pete Carroll, maybe the running game a little bit. I don't trust the Broncos to blow anybody out. So give me the Raiders as a home dog plus 7.5 points, game number one. Maybe Brock Bowers gets free a little bit there.
He's so good.
Game number two, this one I didn't think that hard about. Give me the Rams, bounce back over Arizona. In Arizona, laying 8.5 points, they should win that game by double digits easy. I think McVay can motivate his team off of a loss. They will bounce back in a big way and pound the Cardinals. That's game number two. Game number three, we're going head-to-head here.
Okay.
I like the Colts minus 1.5.
You do?
I do, because I think they're going to bounce back. I don't believe in the Jaguars. Could be wrong. I think the Colts are better, obviously, with the broken leg with Daniel Jones or whatever it is that he's dealing with. That hurts them. They could still run the football consistently. They're due for a big bounce back here. I don't think that they're as good as they were before. I don't think they're bad enough to lose 3 straight and have the Jaguars win 4 straight. Give me the Colts on the road. And I think that line is what it is for a reason. Give me the Colts minus 1.5 in Jacksonville. Fourth game, the game I'm looking forward to most this Sunday. Give me the Packers at home over the Bears. This is simple. Do you believe in the Bears or do you believe in the Packers? I believe in the Packers. I think people look at that line and say, 6.5 points? What are you kidding me? Give me Chicago. They could win outright. They've been great. Look at it. They've been red hot. They've won, what, 5 in a row? Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, shirtless, all those things. I think Packers put them back in their place. Give me Green Bay minus 6.5. Raiders at home over the Broncos plus 7.5. Rams on the road in Arizona minus 8.5. Packers at home minus 6.5 over the Bears. And the Colts on the road minus 1.5 against the Jaguars. Week 14, perfect parlay pick segment. As for the straight-up winner, God.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know what to do here.
I got to go Miami. I'm sorry. I'm rooting for the Jets. And what's the difference? 5 points. I probably should just pick the Jets and root for them. I think Miami's not, they're not awful. They're better. They've been better. And give me Miami. I think Dolphins win the game.
I don't feel great about this. I don't. You know, if I was behind, like, what am I, 5 back here?
Well, yeah, this could actually be. This matters, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think if I'm going to beat Hoff ultimately, it's not going to come down to the Jets-Dolphins game. So I'm going to put some good karma out there. Give me the Jets.
There you go.
Let's go.
And
yeah,
Hoff.
Yeah, you say that, but then the Mets lose, you know, miss the playoffs by a game every single year. So this means a lot. I'm going to take the easy Miami pick.
All right, there you have it. That does it for the Week 14 Perfect Parlay Pick Segment, BT and Sal.
Sal, yes. Did you realize that I didn't even realize this until I just checked it out. And when you said you were taking the Colts there, do you realize the Colts have lost 10 straight games in Jacksonville? 10?
No, even more so they're due. That's one of the old.
You look at it that way.
Well, when I used to gamble quite a bit at casinos,
yep.
You know, we were having fun or whatever, do a little roulette.
Yep.
If I see it 10 straight on red, I'm like, it's got to be black.
Yeah, but it's statistically provable the other way, actually.
I know. Okay. Well, I have since learned. Then there was a period where I went through where, oh, well, it's 6 in a row red. Ride the streak.
Oh.
Ride the streak.
All right.
So, but.
Which one was more successful?
Neither.
Hey, you're still asking for a free steak.
Guess what?
Because they took your lunch.
Guess what would happen? Oh, 6 in a row red. It's going to come up red. 00.
Ah, oh, dude.
10 in a row black. It's going to go up red. 00.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a more, we've all been here, a more frustrating, helpless feeling? And really just, it's at this way, it's anger too, that just kind of pulsates through your body when, and it's all relative. You go into a casino with X amount of disposable income. That's why it's all relative, right? So whatever number you have.
Yeah.
And you lose that. And then you're like, all right, yeah, I can make it. But you go in, you actually go in with money, so you don't have to hit the ATM and get banged out for $6 to get money from a casino.
Yeah.
So whether it's 500, 1,000, 100, it's all relative. You lose it, and then you go to the ATM, and then you take out some. Now, this has happened to me. Then you take out some money.
Yeah.
And you lose that.
Yeah, and then you go back in.
Well, this is the part that drives me insane. The way I have things set up is that I can only take out X amount of money each day. So, like, if I get banged out too early and it's, say, 10:45 at night, I got to wait till 12:01 I can go back again. Now, this is years ago. I mean, it's pre-kids. Look, like, and I've had some big nights where I've won, but I just feel like
here's the
nuts.
Bottom line. And I've been there before plenty of times, whether it be at the track, Saratoga, whatever it may be, Atlantic City, or at the casino in Saratoga. That was the last time I was in there.
I know you got crushed there,
dude,
in Saratoga. You told me you got washed.
Got beat bad.
Yeah, you said that.
Bad. And then we washed down the bad beat in the Racino.
What is that?
The casino there. It's like a...
Like an actual casino? Yeah, like blackjack? Or is it like digital poker stuff?
No. Well, you have roulette. I don't know about blackjack, but
have tables and
think,
dealers?
I don't think real tables. I think it's digital. I'm not 100%
okay,
sure.
Okay, gotcha.
But we washed it down with that. And again, took a bath with the roulette stuff. Point is, if you're in a casino and you got to go to the ATM, you probably should call it quits. I think that's a sign. Maybe one trip.
Yeah. Second trip is absolutely
one trip
unacceptably
max.
Bad night.
One trip max to the casino to the ATM. That's it. If you have to make more than two, instead of walking to the ATM, just walk right out the door.
Dude,
come back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's me at the casino. Now, hit me. Hit me. I'm sticking. Real fast here. I thought, I forget the exact denomination. I think it was $160,000 that I actually thought that I won.
Yeah.
No, so I swear. And I just bought Jen's engagement ring. And it's not small. Because I got married late. Yeah. So it was, at that point, before my home, the largest investment that I've ever made in my life.
Still to this day, it was mine.
Okay.
Well, maybe not the
outside
house.
Outside the home.
Talking about like cash.
Oh, me too. 100%. And I was playing blackjack, obviously, and there was a game. And I, you know what I love? It was stunning. I mean, I love the side bets. So I'm also the kind of guy who plays blackjack. I do what I do.
You're an animal, man.
Oh, God. I used to be. I'm back in the cage. I've gotten older. But I used to play two hands at once. Yeah. And I would do every side bet possible. I just enjoy that.
I don't even know what that means.
Nah,
that,
the short version, whatever.
Yep.
So I'm playing, but this night I'm playing one hand because I'm with five of my boys and it's just me and my best. We have the whole table. Just spent whatever I spent on the ring, wasn't cheap. And I get, I think the side bet was if you get dealt two queen of hearts out of the chute and then the dealer has 21, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, then you win, it's like 1,000 to whatever the hell the denomination was that was ludicrously high. Boom, queen of heart. Boom, queen of heart. Bang, face card for the dealer. They pull up. Now, if the dealer has an ace, I win, I think it was $160,000. Right. They pull up a 10. I miss it by one spot. Now, I still win like 9, 10. Right. Like, I still did pretty well. I was this close to winning almost $200,000 on the spot. And I remember, you know, this was crazy me. I was so mad. Yeah, a couple of drinks, you're getting all revved up. I was so mad. My friends are like, dude, why are you mad? You just won 9,000. I'm like, because I thought I won 160, you idiot. That's why.
You getting irrationally mad? I can't see
not
that.
Not anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.